If you have ever heard of the word Lunasa, you are either a student of ancient Celtic customs, a fan of Tony Award-winning Broadway plays, or a devoted member of an ancient Celtic worship community. The average person has probably never even heard the word Lunasa, even in Ireland, where in modern Gaelic, it is often called Lúnasa, meaning the month of August. One of the main reasons for Lunasa's obscurity is the confusion caused by its variety of names and the differing regional dates on which it occurs. When the Gregorian system was adopted in Britain and Ireland, 11 days had to be dropped to make the calendar astronomically correct. This led to the festival being celebrated on either the 1st or the 12th of August, called respectively New Style and Old Style Lunasa. All of what we know of Lunasa is confined to those rituals which have survived in specific localities and cultures. Lunasa is a harvest festival, marking the end of the period of summer growth and the beginning of the autumn harvest. A popular misconception is that Lunasa was a fire festival. It was not. It was associated with water and earth, expressed in wells, corn, flour, and mountains. In parts of Ireland, the nearest Sunday to Lunasa was called Cali Sunday. It was the traditional day to lift the first new potatoes. The man of the house would dig the first stalk, while the woman of the house would don a new white apron and cook them, covering the kitchen floor with green rushes in their honor. The family would give thanks that the hungry month of July was over and the harvest had begun. Tailteen marriages were temporary unions entered into during Lunasa. Some would last for only a day, others as long as 2 weeks. At the 11-day Lammas Fair in Kirkwall at the Orkney Islands off the coast of Scotland, taking a partner for its duration was a common practice. For couples thinking of a longer-term commitment, this was a traditional time for hand fasting. Couples would join hands through a hole in a stone, such as the ancient Stone of Odin at Stennis, and commit to each other for a year and a day. Culturally sanctioned temporary unions may offend modern morality, but many of these temporary unions were not momentary, impulsive, or casual pairings. Rather, they were the first public commitment of serious couples, later to become permanent marriages. Sports are a common feature of modern Lunasa festivals. The various Highland games are probably a descendant of the Lunasa games. Some are still held around the traditional time of Lunasa, but may be held at any time during the summer or autumn. At one time, Lunasa was widely celebrated in Ireland, Britain, France, and possibly northern Spain. The oldest forms of the festival included tribal assemblies and activities extending 2 to 4 weeks. So whichever date you want to pin your Lunasa, may the end of your summer lead into a bountiful harvest season. For the Celtic Cultural Alliance, I'm Sheila White. Sláinte.